Hello and welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. The Treasurer has given his support to the main recommendations of a review into Australia's supermarket sector. The probe was led by former Labor Minister Craig Emerson, who wants a mandatory code of conduct and multi-billion dollar fines for mistreatment of suppliers. Jim Chalmers says they're sensible suggestions.
We support those in principle. Subject to that consultation that will happen over the next few weeks. We want to strengthen the code. An important part of that is making it mandatory, imposing penalties, making sure that we get the dispute resolution right.
But Liberal leader Peter Dutton says the findings were predetermined by the Treasurer.
The review was written, the results were dictated by Jim Chalmers, and I think this is a Mickey Mouse review that's been conducted by a Labor mate with an outcome predetermined by the Treasurer.
Israel is being urged to cooperate with Australia's special advisor on the death of seven aid workers. Melbourne woman Zomi Frankum was among those killed while delivering food to Palestinians in Gaza. Former Defence Chief Mark Binskin has been appointed by the government to work with Israel on their investigation into that incident. More than a million mobile phones may be blocked from calling 000 when the nation's 3G network shuts down later this year. Telstra is turning off the service at the end of June, and Optus is expected to do the same in September. It means some 4G devices may not be able to call emergency services because of how they're configured. Well, there's a push from both sides of Parliament to give the eSafety Commissioner greater powers to force social media giants to remove criminal content. The platforms are being accused of fueling youth crime by allowing some videos to remain online for more than a year. And cardiologists are confident Ozempic could be the answer to decreasing the risk of heart attack and stroke. The US Food and Drug Administration has approved weight loss drugs for the treatment of cardiovascular disease. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport now, and the first fall of legendary Mayor Winks has smashed Aussie records at auction. The yearling filly selling for a staggering $10 million after a ferocious bidding, beating the previous record by $7.4 million. In your entertainment news now, Woody Allen has opened up about the film industry, saying reduced run times have taken the romance out of filmmaking. The Oscar-winning director, whose $68 million deal with Amazon was cancelled during the Me Too movement, says he's also unconcerned with cancel culture. Well, Keith Urban has revealed his top marriage advice following 17 years with Nicole Kidman. The country music star says couples need to figure out what works best for them, adding that they like to sing around the house. And Kourtney Kardashian has poked fun at the infamous moment her sister Kim lost her $75,000 diamond earring in the ocean. The 44-year-old taking to Instagram to share some swimming pics, quoting her younger sister from the 2011 episode. That's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.